sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. As a distraction from the coronavirus, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the history of your local National Weather Service office. And by office, I mean the actual building. I find it to be interesting, and I hope you do too. Our first location was on Cape Mendocino, and its primary role was to take weather observations. It was a simple wood frame structure that had to have braces installed to resist the insane wind that Cape Mendocino can produce. That office was there from 1882 until 1886, when we moved to a building in downtown Eureka, and we were there from about 1886 until 1910, when we moved to a big brick building on 8th Street between 4th and 5th Streets. That's where the current post office is located. And we were there until 94, when we moved to our current location on Woodley Island. This last move was about much more than just changing our location. Up until that point, our role in weather forecasting was actually pretty minimal. We had a big weather forecasting office in San Francisco, and all we did up here was take observations and pass along a forecast from our colleagues in that office down below. Accordingly, we were minimally staffed and just rented some space in the two locations in Eureka. For the 1994 move to Woodley Island, we built a specially designed building just for our needs. We installed a weather radio on Bunker Hill, which is just above Rio Dell, and we staffed up to become a fully functioning weather forecast office. This move was also part of a major modernization in weather forecasting that involved using computer models to predict the weather. So the building design is actually worth mentioning. It was a standard design that was used all over the country. But since most of the country is vulnerable to tornadoes, this standard design is resistant to tornadoes. It has small windows and extra thick walls. It was built on pilings that were driven to refusal, and it has a tornado-proof room in the middle. None of this is really needed in Humboldt County, however, since we don't really get strong tornadoes. But it is a very resilient building, and that's good, because we want to be here for the community 24/7, no matter what happens. Now, if you're interested in visiting the office and seeing it for yourself, especially if you've never seen a tornado-proof building, we do offer tours, and we will again someday when our current situation improves. Just give us a call when life gets back to normal, and we can schedule a visit. While you're here, make sure to ask to see the photos of our first site on Cape Mendocino. It's a great photo that gives a glimpse into the life of a weather observer over 130 years ago. If you really love history, then ask to see some of our earliest weather records. We have handwritten records dating back to our very first years of operation, and as you can imagine, the handwriting is absolutely beautiful. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.